If there's a mitzvah to be happy, as the pasuk says, "Samachta b'chagecha," and you shall rejoice on your Yom Tov. And the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim discusses how does a person rejoice. And the Gemara says it's somewhat subjective, and it depends on what a person enjoys. And the Gemara says in general that children enjoy being given sweets and things like that, and women enjoy being given nice clothes, different types of clothes in Eretz Yisrael to the type of clothes they're given in Bavel, and men... That's they like basar v'yayin, they like to eat wine and meat. And that was in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, where there was basar shlamim. Nowadays, where there's no Beit HaMikdash, ein simcha ela b'yayin. A person rejoices by drinking wine. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should have nice meals on Yom Tov and have wine at each of the meals. So the poskim do point out that a person who doesn't enjoy drinking wine doesn't need to do so. One of the questions that comes up in the Achronim is with regard to the obligation to drink wine on Chol HaMoed. So that's not discussed explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says that the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha kai gam al Chol HaMoed also implies on Chol HaMoed, and refers us back to Hilchot Yom Tov to see how we should fulfill this mitzvah of Simcha on Chol HaMoed. So a number of Achronim derive from this that it is proper that a person should drink wine on each day of Chol HaMoed. That's how Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled, and that's also how Rav Eliashiv ruled. However, not everybody necessarily agrees with that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggested that there's no chiyuv of wine every day of the Moed. He brings a proof from the Gemara that says that you make the bracha of Shechianu at the beginning of Yom Tov when you've got a kos in front of you, a kos of wine. The implication there is that you don't necessarily have a kos throughout the entire festival. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach, also in a tshuva, he discusses this question, and he also says that there's no chiyuv of wine every day of Chol HaMoed, because he refers us to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Yom Tov, which indicates that the chiyuv of drinking wine is in the context of eating a meal. That's you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov by just sitting down and drinking a glass of wine whilst you're watching Daf Yomi on the television. But it should be as part of a meal. And seeing as there's no chiyuv of having a proper suda on Chol HaMoed, so therefore there's no absolute chiyuv of drinking wine on Chol HaMoed. How do we know there's no absolute chiyuv to have a suda on Chol HaMoed? That's because the halacha is that if a person omits to say Yalev Yavo in benching on Chol HaMoed, then they don't have to repeat Birkat HaMazon. That's why don't they have to repeat Birkat HaMazon? Because there's no absolute chiyuv of having that suda. You only have to repeat Birkat HaMazon if you forget Mein HaMa'ora, if there was a chiyuv in the first place of eating bread at that meal. So Rav Moshe Sternbach reasons that seeing as there's no chiyuv to eat bread on Chol HaMoed, likewise there's no chiyuv to drink wine every day Chol HaMoed. There is nonetheless a chiyuv to do things which are enjoyable, and a person who does enjoy drinking wine, then that's certainly meritorious for them to do so on Chol HaMoed. Ad kan.